Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along. It's episode 259 of the Milk Bar. Jason Forrest here with you in the USA. At the moment, I'm currently sat in Red Wing, which is in Minnesota, he says, trying to remember quite where I am. It's been a bit confusing, because last week I spent some time not only in Louisiana, popping over to New Orleans, heading through Gonzales, then up into Texas, onto Orange, and then finally spending the weekend with my good friend Pete Clements in Houston. So we'll be hearing from Pete very, very soon. Meanwhile, also coming up on the show this week, we have music from Elvis Fontenot. Now, they've got a very sort of American Louisiana vibe to them, so they'll really fit in with what's going on the show this week. Also, we finally heard about Sing for Stephen. That's a special event raising money for Stephen's story. But first of all, so Pete, hello.
Hello, viewers.
How you doing? You all right?
Yeah, I'm doing good. A little warm here, but I'm doing good.
Here we are in Houston, back in Clements Towers, as it were, the home of choice fencing, and also doing a load of work on gate operators as well, and absolutely no radio stuff at the moment.
No, it's still in the back of my mind. I've looked into a couple of things. I've actually transferred all the music onto a computer, but I just haven't got any further, because my life did a significant change last November, and I'm now actually working a lot more work, because my colleague passed away, sadly, so time is my enemy.
But you're keeping busy, and sooner or later, you never know, you will hopefully be appearing somewhere soon on internet or real radio or something along those lines.
I'm sure somebody's going to put enough pressure on me one day to actually get
it. I am working on it, but there we go. We want to hear the cat's whisker all over again. That would be really good.
Yeah, I must admit, I didn't miss it until I came across the WCR, and I did the, what was that program? I was going to say Desert Island Discs. And that was good fun. And I really did then suddenly start to miss radio again a bit.
So it's something you've done for many, many years of your life. And okay, the US has been a bit of a change for you.
Oh, yeah. And of course, I listen to a lot of radio over here. But I've been talking to one or two people who've told me some software to get for the computer. So I think now you're over here twisting my arm again. I think I better look into that and see what we can do before the end of this year. I'm actually getting a lot of things done this year. It's in my life, I'm getting a lot of things changed. So maybe this is the year for the return of the cat's whisker.
You never know, it could actually happen. Right, well, we're heading out a little bit later, aren't we? We're going for food, first of all.
Absolutely.
And then you've got something else lined up. Now, you don't want to tell me too much before we get there, but this is quite a treat.
It's a little unique, shall we say. I don't think you're going to find anything like this either in Houston or anywhere else in the world, I don't think.
Okay, all right, we'll find out what's going to go on there. Meanwhile, we will take our first song from our featured artist today. They're Elvis Fontenot. This is Hot Tamale Baby.
She's all right, she's all right. I love her in the morning, I love her late at night. The Cajun girl, she's all right, she's all right.
Fontenot and Hot Tamale Baby. Sounds very Houston.
Saturday the 14th of June sees the Elvis Fontenot Band play at the Bookmark Theatre in Bloxwich as part of the Health and Happiness Show. To tell us all about it, we have on the line Nick Barber. Hello.
How are you? How do you do?
I'm good. How are you?
Absolutely fine. We're playing down at Bloxwich Library Theatre. We've played there before through the auspices of our good friend Chuck, who's the organiser behind the Health and Happiness Show.
We've had Chuck in on the show a few times to hear some of his music. Tell us a bit about your band.
I think we get pigeonholed as Cajun Zydeco music, which is from Louisiana. But the first time we went to the States in 2003, we asked one of the promoters that we were playing for how they would describe us, and she said, swamp and roll. It's kind of a mixture of Cajun and Zydeco, rock and roll, soul, and a few other influences thrown in as well, yeah.
The swamp and roll, I've never actually heard of that before, even when I was in Louisiana last week. However, what's it like playing the Health and Happiness Show?
It's a nice theatre, nice venue. Certainly from our side of the stage, it's a nice one to play because you've got the audience in your face and you can see the reactions and hopefully see the smiles and get a few of them dancing down the front as well.
And do you think this swamp and roll sound is something they'll be expecting in Bloxwich on a Saturday night?
Well, as we've played there before, those that have seen us before will have some idea of what to expect. But I think sometimes, because of how we get sort of written up as kind of like Cajun Zydeco, we're quite a lively band. We can put on a bit of a show as well. So as well as the kind of like the bit of a wall of sound that we have, we've got an electronic sort of sound, so we're not kind of like an acoustic Cajun band. And we've even got probably a bit more rock in the sound than perhaps a standard Zydeco band. So we're quite sort of rocking and quite infectious, we would like to think.
So how long have you guys been playing together?
The band as a whole has been going for just over 20 years. We've had various lineups over that time. The current five members have been playing together for about 8 to 9 years now.
So when you are looking for new members, then how do you actually get them in? Do you put an advert in the paper? Can you play swamp and roll?
Well, no. It's basically, I mean, originally three of the original members were school teachers, and the band started one Christmas when myself and one of the other founder members, who's not with us anymore, Phil Butler, went down to the Wheatsheaf in Stoke and saw a band called RJ Cajun and the Zydeco Brothers. We didn't know what the kind of music was, discovered that it was kind of Cajun and Zydeco, got fascinated, started following around. We started following a band around called the Boat Band, as well, and one of our members, Alison Parks, was due to go and live over in New Zealand. So we said that before she goes, we'll learn a few songs from scratch, because none of us could play instruments at that time, and do a farewell gig for her. And we did that, and 21 years later, here we are.
And it's good to know that the music is helping to pay the bills as well. If you do want to get down there, it's the Health and Happiness Show. It takes place at the Bookmark Bloxwich. That's on Elmore Road, Bloxwich, WS3 2HR. Tickets are priced at £7. Concession £6, 17 under £5. It is this Saturday, the 14th of June. Doors at 7 o'clock. Show starts at 8. And you can call 01922 655 900 to get your hands on tickets for a bit of swamp and roll from the Elvis Fontenot Band. Nick, thanks for joining us. Before you go, how do we find you online?
Well, they can go into the find us on Facebook. If they search Elvis Fontenot on Facebook, they'll find us. And also our website, with all our gigs and all our details, is elvisfontenot.com.
And Elvis Fontenot is spelled ElvisFontenot.
That's the one, yes.
Nick, that's great. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to the show on Saturday.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. Thanks very much.
Well, here's Elvis Fontenot and another track from them, All Day Long and Longer.
Music comes and the music goes on a one-way ticket tonight. It's all helpful love, thinking about it, don't know what's wrong and what's right. It's gonna take such a long time to figure it out. I'm gonna wear it for a while.
All Day Long and Longer. Thursday the 17th of July sees a concert in aid of Stephen Story. To tell us more about it, Sam Lyons, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Yes, we've obviously been watching developments with Stephen Story over the past few months. and we basically decided to put a tribute concert together to him with tribute acts.
Now, there's a lot and lot of tribute acts on here, a couple of which I know.
There are.
Obviously, you've got Chris Marco, who's been on The X Factor, and another one of our mates is Sean Moore, who's going to be Ollie Murs on the night. But you've got ABBA, Kylie, Michael Jackson, Jamiroquai, Take That, Lady Gaga, Cher, amongst many, many more. How did you find this lot?
Well, I actually run an entertainment agency, so it wasn't too difficult to get some support together. But actually, basically, I kind of put on Facebook, you know, come on, guys, what should we do? What can we do for this? What can we do to do our little bit? I mean, I think this guy's done a fantastic job of inspiring so many people to raise money for the Teenage Cancer Trust. And I think he's left a massive legacy behind him, you know, irrelevant of all the money that he's actually raised by himself. I think this will go on for a good while to come, don't you think?
I think it will. And I know you put all this together before he sadly passed away earlier on this year. And
I did, yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people who've been doing a lot of things since, but I know you were there as part of the organisation and trying to get this sorted out. You know, it's sad times, obviously, but obviously his legacy lives on, and the Teenage Cancer Trust have done so well so far, and it's such a worthwhile cause. It's great that so many people want to be involved. I think you've been oversubscribed with acts, and I'm sure you're going to be oversubscribed with ticket sales as well. So how do people get hold of tickets, and how much does it cost?
Okay, well, the basic ticket is £10. We have got some VIP tickets as well, which includes, you know, a table and you can be seated with your friends. But all the tickets are available from, you can either buy them from the Couture Club in Stafford. You could call actually me, myself. Telephone number is 07414885465. You can actually go onto Facebook and join the page Sing for Stephen. All details are on there, how to obtain tickets. We've also got online tickets as well. So, yeah, a number of ways, really, and there's quite a few organisers. Again, if you join the link on Facebook, Sing for Stephen, to send us a message, we'll get a message back to you immediately telling you the best way to get tickets.
So are you performing on the night?
I'm actually in the ABBA tribute, yes. I'm going to be Agnetha.
But it is going to be an absolutely massive night. I mean, how many acts is it? What's the total numbered on the evening itself?
I think we've got 14. Just a minute, I'm counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I haven't counted them yet. 9, 10, 11, 12... 14, yes, we've got 14 acts. We've actually got Dame Shirley Bassey as well, who's just been added to our list. She's fantastic. She's one of the best ones in the UK. So, yeah, we're looking forward to a really fantastic show in aid of a truly fantastic person.
Yeah, and from the singers that I know who are on the bill, it's going to be a absolutely brilliant night. Everyone else, I'm sure, is of the same standard. And it's all down there at the Couture Club in Stafford. Where can that be found?
Couture Club, it's in the centre of Stafford. Again, if you go online, you'll find it very easily. It's going to be a really, really great event. I mean, you know, the room can hold up to sort of 900 people. So, you know, there's lots of tickets to be sold. And, it's going to be an absolutely fantastic night.
So it all takes place on Thursday, the 17th of July. It gets going at 7 o'clock and it's going to be on till late. You've got 14 acts to get through and they're all going to be blooming good ones too. For tickets, as once again, singforstephen@hotmail.com or you can give Sam a call, 07414 885465. Do it quickly. It's priced at £10 and it is going to sell out very soon, I'm sure.
It will. We're hoping so. Well, the ticket sales so far have been really, really good. So, you know, we're hoping by July we'll have sold them all.
Sam, thank you for joining us. Thank you for putting the event together and all in a great cause in Stephen Story's name for supporting the Teenage Cancer Trust. Great speaking to you.
Thank you so much.
Cheers. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Let's take our third and final song from Elvis Fontenot. This is Dear Love.
Dear love, please listen to me. I was blind, but now I see. My so-called friends told me who I should be, where I should go, and who I should see. I'll make up for all the wrong that I've done. I realize that you're the one. To me, I
thousands of. Never ever wanna feel the pain of seeing you walk away.
That was Elvis Fontenot and Dear Love.
So, Pete, where have you brought me to?
I brought you for breakfast at the Yale Street Grill, which is like a kind of a old-fashioned diner. We're sitting actually at the counter here, and the floor on the other side is lower. So if you notice, when they come and talk to us, we're
looking them in the eye as we order breakfast.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's just a pretty neat place, and it's pretty close to the house.
Yes, it's just down the road, but there is so many different food options available. You drive down any street and you've got so many of similar things, whether it be Jack in the Box or whatever, or Wendy's. Yeah. There's one every 200 yards.
Yeah, and can you believe I'm only £167 now?
Oh, dear. And the thing is, that's because you're working too hard. That's what it is. But ordering was quite an interesting feat. What did you have?
I'm going to have huevos rancheros, which is a kind of a typical Mexican breakfast dish, which is eggs, refried beans, a rancheros sauce, and a tortilla.
See, that doesn't sound like breakfast. And how long have you been out of the UK now to not accept that sausage, bacon and egg is a breakfast?
Excuse me, can I ask you a question? What did you order for breakfast?
I ordered T-bone steak because it was on the menu, which the other option was chicken tenders with waffles. So I thought that sounded at least a bit more breakfasty because it came with eggs.
Well, you're in Texas, so the T-bone steak is probably the most typical breakfast you could have here.
We'll see how it goes. We'll see what turns up, and we shall continue our tour very soon. Pete, where have you brought me now?
I brought you to one of the most wonderful places in Houston. I brought you to the Texas Junk Company.
There's a man here who is the beholder of such a fine array of stuff. This is where Pete buys his boots. I've never seen so many pairs of boots in one place. And there is everything here. May I call you Bob?
You may.
So, Bob, tell me a little bit about the place and how you got into this trade, because you've been doing this since the 80s.
Well, I just was traveling the world, you know, with a backpack, you know, finding the cheapest restaurants or the cheapest hotels, just like most people at a young age were. And I was on my way back to Alaska, and an old business partner of mine said, why don't you stay and help me move? Well, I never made it back to Alaska. And I just continued on with it because I don't like working for somebody else.
But you open for a limited number of days, well, and then the rest of it is getting the stock.
Right, yeah, to a certain degree. You know, after 34 years in one location, it's summertime, so it slows down a little bit. So I'm only open 4 days a month. But, yeah, it's selective in the days that I'm here. But, you know, I take trips. Like, I went shopping out to Albuquerque. But, you know, I stop at the national parks and do a little hiking. And I come back with 100, 150 pair of boots.
So this is a lifestyle as much as anything for you. It's not just work.
Oh, it's definitely a lifestyle. And it better not be all work. Otherwise, I'd have quit a long time ago.
But there must be some stories behind some of the items you've got in stock here. I mean, we were looking at some of the records, and obviously Pete's background is music and DJing in the past. But the array of different things. And has any of this got a story to tell as well?
Well, of course it does. I don't know a lot of the stories in this stuff, but we can make up some, just like any antique dealer would.
And the 8-track machines, the clothing, there are some great things. And, I mean, how does it work with the customers? Because you must get to know them.
Well, they're patient. See them over there? They're waiting to give me money while I'm doing this interview. They're very patient.
What's the thing that you've sold that you've been most proud of over the years?
Proud?
Yeah, just or impressed by.
Well, I don't know. I bought a Beatles Butcher Block album once for a quarter and sold it for $100. And that was probably 30 years ago. So that was a hefty profit and lots of money back then because, you know, rent was only about $200 a month.
And what would you like to see come through your store?
people like you. Are you going to spend any money?
Well, you've got to throw. I've been looking at the 8-track machines. I'd love to be able to take one of those back to the UK, but sadly,
the 8-track machine's not for sale. The 8-tracks are, though. I've got about 2,000 of those.
And I mean, it's that in itself is just sadly something part of history, but it's got an amazing personality of its own.
Yes, it is. You know, and the cassettes are going the same way. So I've started collecting the classic cassettes. You know, I'm not just keeping any of them, but I keep a few hundred out, and that's about it. And then I store the rest. I'll pull them out in 20 years.
And then see how impressed people are. They're trying to explain what a cassette is. You can't do the same with MP3s, can you? It's a different world.
You know, it's interesting. You know, even with the kids now that come in, you know, you get this 13-year-old girl, and she brings up a record album, and she says, "Hey, Mom, look at this CD. I've never seen one this big."
And I say, a vast array of things. How do you work the pricing out in this place? Obviously, you know what you've paid for it, but it must be difficult.
Well, that's largely it, you know. And the reason my success is I've never really bothered to research it. And so I would just buy it and then sell it at a profit. And so I kept a pretty strong customer base with antique dealers and stuff. And all I told them was, don't ever tell me how much money you made on it. Just say that you've done well and that you come back.
That's the way to do it. And some of the things you see on here, I mean, you must be a haven for people who are trying to make TV shows and things. If they want something which gives a flavor of an era, you've got, I mean, the products and packaging.
Yes, that's true, but it used to be more so than that. I don't go out and actively search for the trinkets much anymore. It's primarily cowboy boots and picture frames now.
But it does the job.
And I've started with these Western jackets.
Yeah, I mean, it has got a whole Texas Western feel to it, hasn't it? I mean, you can tell where you are.
Well, I found out how much those things cost at the Western store, and it goes back to the pricing thing. And after 34 years, I just figured out how much those things cost. Okay. And so I started buying them because I'd never seen them in mass quantities at a resale shop. Mm-hmm. And with boots, why not?
Yeah, and these things need to be worn in as well. It's got to be vintage to make it work.
Oh, I think so. But a lot of these are timeless, you know. And they'll work with any casual situation in a Texas town. In fact, I've got some New Englanders that are professionals, young professionals, and they were into hockey. But these guys go out on the weekends and dressed in these polyester cowboy suits and wear cowboy hats, and they go into the bars, and, man, they're a hit. You know, they've shown me the pictures of all these young ladies hanging around them.
They love it.
Well, Bob, thank you for your time.
It was a wonderful visit.
Thank you. Well, that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. I should be back in the UK, everything being equal, when Zoe and I can celebrate the 5th anniversary of the Milk Bar. We're hoping our producer Jan pops in as well. So fingers crossed, we'll have a few of the gang in the studio next week for episode 260 of the Milk Bar. See you then. Ta-ra for now.
Goodbye from the Milk Bar. Goodbye from the Milk Bar. Goodbye from the Milk Bar. Goodbye from the Milk Bar, yeah. Goodbye from the Milk Bar, yeah.